AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A New York prosecutor says he is set to drop a criminal charge accusing former Governor Andrew Cuomo of fondling an aide.
Albany County District Attorney David Soar's decision comes 3 days before the Democratic ex-governor was due to answer the misdemeanor charge in court. It follows a couple of moves by prosecutors elsewhere in the state to not pursue charges against Cuomo over his behavior toward women. The Albany County Sheriff filed a criminal complaint late in October accusing Cuomo of forcible touching. Soar's had said the complaint was potentially defective. Cuomo has denied the allegations. I'm Shelley Adler.
A judge in New York was mostly dismissive of oral arguments by a lawyer for Prince Andrew, who wants to win a fast dismissal of a lawsuit alleging the prince sexually assaulted an American woman when she was 17. Interstate 95 south of Washington, D.C. has been a mess with ice and snow. There was a huge backup. Cars and trucks were stuck on the road for hours. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine is in the mess.
I left my house in Richmond at 1 o'clock yesterday and was doing fine until about King's Dominion. But I have now been in the car almost 21 hours.
Kaine spoke to WTOP Radio. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says he was not aware of any serious injuries that resulted from this mess. Firefighters in Colorado say they boxed in that big fire that destroyed nearly 1,000 homes in their effort to prevent it from spreading, but warn gusty winds expected ahead of a snowstorm could cause flare-ups in the burn zone between Denver and Boulder. U.S. authorities have taken into custody the main suspect in the killing of Haitian President Jovenel Moise. Washington's NFL team announced it will unveil its new name February 2nd. Commanders, Admirals, Armada, Brigade, Sentinels, Defenders, Red Hogs, Presidents, and the status quo Washington football team are among the finalists. This is AP News. If you quit your job recently, you are not alone.
A record-shattering 4.5 million Americans did quit their jobs in November, a sign of confidence and more evidence that the job market is bouncing back strongly from the coronavirus recession. Employers had 10.6 million job openings in November, a historically high number. They hired almost 7 million workers. The unemployment rate has fallen to 4.2%. That's close to what economists consider full employment. Quite a change from March and April of 2020, when employers slashed more than 22 million jobs and the unemployment rate rocketed to almost 15%. I'm Rita Foley.
Growth in manufacturing slowed in December to an 11-month low, with companies still combating supply chain problems. The slowdown last month reflected a decline in both new orders and in production. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.